is your wake-up call.
But I didn't request
it. Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians.
It doesn't come with a warning. It doesn't wait for the right moment. It can happen to anyone at any time. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you before, during, and after diagnosis. Find resources, support, and hope at liver.ca. Liver Canada, by your side at every stage.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Did you know that LGBT students hear anti-gay slurs an average of 26 times a day? 1 out of every 4 LGBT youth are told to leave home. LGBT youth are more likely to be homeless. 30% of suicides are LGBT. PFLAG is committed to anyone struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
Today we're going to try two different brands of vodka-infused canned beverages.
Mm.
First, produced by the Horse Hollow Distillery in Lancaster County, PA, we have Jimmy Juice. They call it a refreshing, spirited, fizzy drink embodying the spirit of creekside culture and summer tubing adventures. These are all 8% ABV. Mom Water was created by a real mom and dad duo out of Indiana and is produced by the Blue Marble Productions in Indianapolis, Indiana. It is a non-carbonated vodka-infused water with no sugar, no carbs, and 90 calories per can. These are 4.5% ABV.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where we don't buy into that flat earth theory.
Oh, but Barger does.
But we are open-minded, especially Barger. I mean, well, you know, flat earth can't be as bad as flat beer, though, right?
He's not even here to defend himself.
Which they is why help. We...
Yeah. Okay.
Works for me. There's no better time to attack someone than when they're not there.
And your point.
Okay. Yeah, we are slick people here. Okay. I am one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana. Joining me at the table today is Good Old Boy Mike.
I am still waiting to make a good choice today, and this apparently was not one.
No. You didn't read the fine print when we had the invite, did you?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yep. That's that memo.
Good old boy Sparky, hello.
Hey, I laid down some plastic at home for after this episode.
Excellent choice. I don't know if I admire the planning or the execution, you know, more in this occasion. You know,
you probably should have done that to your car.
It's always the little things I forget.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Brings to me the word sway bar.
Ooh. Hi, good old boy Dave.
But let me hit you with some knowledge.
Yeah.
What kind
it's
of knowledge?
It's going to be a good day.
All right.
Okay.
This stuff's going to be delish.
Oh, okay. You're just teasing our audience, aren't you? Well, folks, summer is here. And along with all the things that it brings with it, the yard work, the sunburn, the mosquitoes, and the return of our annual series, The Summer of Questionable Decisions, where good old boy Dave takes away our delicious craft beer and replaces it with whatever weird things, and I mean weird things, will catch his eye.
So I met you, baby.
Ow.
Wow.
Wow.
I'll keep score of here. Yeah. One for Juliana.
I may be going home with Sparky.
So, good old boy Dave, tell us what we'll be drinking and possibly spitting out of our mouth today.
Well, first off, I have a new special sound for the Summer of Questionable Decisions.
Do you?
Summer of Questionable Decisions.
I shake my hips just a little bit more.
Oh my goodness. What an awesome measure of audio editing.
Was that AI? I'm pretty sure that was AI.
Fantastic.
That is all real.
Wow.
Human.
Okay.
Stuff.
Okay.
That just used all of the energy in Memphis to create that one clip.
I don't think that I would ever envision the Elvis, you know, impersonation that I did would ever be reused as much as it has been, you know?
Exactly.
I'm sure that I'm going to get some award for the best original, you know, accent.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Yes. Ooh.
Yeah. That's definitely going to happen.
Definitely going to be my Russian.
Oi. God.
Da, baby. Da.
Pithy pothy. Today we're going to try two different brands of vodka infused canned beverages.
Mm.
First produced by the Horse Hollow Distillery in Lancaster County, PA, we have Jimmy Juice. They call it a refreshing, spirited, fizzy drink embodying the spirit of creekside culture and summer tubing adventures. Mm-hmm. Named after a dog named Jimmy, who was known for his long days playing in the water, the drink captures the essence of warm days spent splashing in the creek, combining natural, in air quotes, ingredients and magic. Jimmy Juice is not just a drink, but a celebration of community, good something, and the carefree joy of nature.
The again?
These are all 8% ABV.
Now, this should not be confused with the other Jimmy Juice, which is an oil-based product that improves and nourishes the skin and hair of show pigs of all colors. Just let's make sure that we know which is
which. So we are not drinking that Jimmy Juice, okay? So in case you tuned in, you heard Jimmy Juice, you were like, oh, well, my show pigs are going to be shiny and, you know, right?
It's not about the show pigs today.
You could give this to a show pig.
Maybe.
But I don't think it would make them shiny or bright.
And just to be clear, for anybody that thinks a refreshing fizzy beverage, that's not for Europhilia's people into that sort of thing.
This is,
Oh, I've already decided where to put it on my resume.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
No judging.
Along with the Jimmy Juice, we have some Mom Water. Mom Water was created by a real mom and dad duo out of Indiana and is produced by the Blue Marble Productions in Indianapolis, Indiana. It is a non-carbonated vodka-infused water with no sugar, no carbs, and 90 calories per can. Say hello to our mom squad, from the beach mom to the boss mom. There's a Mom Water flavor for everyone. Find your new go-to gal in stores near you or order online. These are 4.5% ABV.
So there's like a Karen-flavored Mom Water, right, where you instantly get in fights with people?
Yes, that's the boss mom. All right.
Okay.
So anyways, I'll be telling you guys the flavor as you try them.
Okay.
Yeah. And just, you know, we've got some Jimmy Juice and we've got some Mom Water and we're just going to go along with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's just roll.
Let's roll right into... Oh, wait. And we're going to taste these on the fly, as I just said. And then we are going to rate them from 1 to 5.
With a collection of belching sounds.
Yes.
Corresponding to how good they are or are not.
Yes. The suspense is terrible. I hope it lasts.
Yes.
Now, baseline, okay, we're not judging craft beer, okay? So a 3 is not a 3.
No. No, this, it is not a three.
This is the Jimmy Juice scale.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Be nice to Jimmy.
Dear okay. Cicerone. Yes. Society. We're here on a All different right.
What's
day.
Our first Jimmy Juice?
Okay. The first Jimmy Juice up for bids is the classic orange fizzy. And it is a orangey color.
If this was a hazy
like lemonade.
If this was a hazy IPA, I'd be
That's
like, yeah.
That's kind of orangey.
It is very yellow.
It kind of tastes like Fanta or Tang carbonated with booze.
Mm. You do get a little bit of the vodka in there.
Like, it feels like there's aspartame loaded on this.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a very chalky thing going on.
Yeah. It's like smooth and then chalk.
Or some unnatural sugar of some kind.
You think? I'm not getting as much.
It said natural flavors, buddy.
Okay.
I don't get the drying. Now, I'm not saying there's not some, but...
Like yeah, this is just sugar to me.
When we were doing like the hard Mountain Dews and stuff, mm-hmm. like you would get that really dry mouth feel at the end
scrape
of
your tongue yeah. off. Yeah,
I don't get that as much with this.
Okay.
Yeah, this just is like a big sugary Fanta with booze.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Well, and it's 8%, so
wow, that'll get you there quicker.
And this is orange.
This is orange.
That's not orange.
See, I don't...
Classic man,
kinda,
orange.
Kind of orange adjacent.
Orange adjacent.
Orange adjacent, mm. Sure. Well, orange is very...
Here, let's rate this up before
yeah.
we go.
No.
Okay. Oh, folks, we're going with the two.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't have high hopes for the rest of this show.
Sparky, is the spit bucket by you or by me?
Oh, it's. Let me wheel it over. Need to, hold on, I'll just, need the big I'll just one wheel
today.
It over.
Might need the big yeah. one today.
Just spit in the floor.
I It'll thought you fine. Said that was a mop bucket.
Oh gosh,
yeah. Sadly, double okay. duty.
Sadly, double that was. We started with a strong hand, so.
Well, that's. I mean, you
that's
know,
a personal preference.
That's a personal preference. Yeah, yeah.
I guess the one thing was, you know, it didn't really 8% alcohol. I'm that's kind of unbelievable. You know,
didn't see that. No. More when we return in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions. And this summer, for this segment, we are putting head-to-head Jimmy Juice and Mom Water. So right before the break, we had our first Jimmy Juice, the classic orange fizzy. Now, my fine brethren, what would you pair food-wise with the orange fizzy?
I think it would go really great with a gas station roller food buffet. I don't, you know, okay. I think you get multiple roller.
I mean, they're really good taquitos.
Yeah, they're really good taquitos.
The ones from 10 a.m.
That's right. You got it. You just got it.
Sitting there on the roller all day.
That's right. But maybe the hot dog that's been there for 6 hours. So it's got that patina on it, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that crispness.
Well, I think that salty taquito would help offset some of that sweetness on the Jimmy Juice.
I like Sparky's nice plan of you're just actually compounding, you know, one set of chemicals with another set of chemicals.
They neutralize each other. It just sure. cuts. Yeah. Just cuts.
Yeah. Listen, Mike.
Do you
Mike,
call that balance? Is that Mike, Sparky?
Mike, I'm going to remind you again, Jimmy Juice is natural flavors.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
natural chemicals. I would have chosen probably a jalapeno laced brat off the grill.
Oh, nice.
You need something with heat to counteract the sugars in this.
Yeah, balance out that sweetness.
A good tasty brat that, you know, has probably been infused with jalapeno. I think that's the right stuff.
Oh. All right, we're going from tasty brats to tasty broads. What's their first mom water?
I think after you finish your sixth Jimmy John's, Jimmy Juice.
You can have Jimmy John's with your Jimmy
after,
Juice.
After you finished your fourth or fifth one of those and your third broad, I think all will be right.
Okay. Well, let's get to Susan. Let's talk about Susan, who is the sweetheart.
Oh, I love your blouse.
Yes. Strawberry kiwi flavored mom water and is kind, passionate, candid, and before you know it, your new best friend. That is the sweetheart mom.
Oh, and they match your shoes.
Okay, so no color. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
Holy crap. Okay. Is there something in my cup?
No.
Like what?
I think I would pair this with carbonation.
This is just water.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is there is no carb, but it's weird because like there's
water.
Yeah. Well, but no, but it's a heavy water. Like it's not water.
Yeah, it reminds me of some of those.
It's a heavy water.
Like some of the seltzers my wife drinks, but she left it open on the counter and it's flat.
Yeah.
With booze.
I think this is literally like you would grab a glass that you use for something else and you thought you rinsed it out and then you put water into it. And all you're doing is just picking up the residue of the former beverage
that was in there. Yeah.
That's this because it is just so muted and it is so washed out. You could tell me this is any flavor because you can barely taste anything.
No, because usually you count on that carbonation to make the flavors pop. I think I would pair this with antidepressants.
Postpartum.
I don't understand.
Going through some stuff.
I think I would pour more vodka into this.
I just think this is what you drink when you're clearly you've given up on flavor and life. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know what application I would use this for. I don't.
Maybe you could mix this with the Jimmy Juice.
Okay.
Oof. Double down.
Sure.
Why are you going to the pig hair stuff?
Dilute the sweetness.
Yeah. Cut it with more booze and a faint, mysterious flavor.
I think we're exponentially headed in the wrong direction.
Or the right.
Two wrongs do not make a right. I don't know.
Maybe.
You accelerate the mass into the wall.
Maybe Susan wants to be the party
make
girl.
A mark on there, knows? But you know, they broke through.
Let's throw the feces into the oscillator, as they say.
Wow. Okay, okay. Susan the sweetheart, she's getting a one.
Yeah. Where's the juice?
Do better, Susan.
Yeah. Okay. Going back to Jimmy, we're now doing the cranberry citrus fizzy. So is this holiday in a can?
No, but again, a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
No, this feels like a Thanksgiving preparation, you know?
Thanksgiving preparation H?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Well, you start, so what you would do, so you're pre-gaming Thanksgiving, you start drinking these in the middle of October.
Yeah.
And so you're drinking these for like 4 weeks.
While you're waiting for the turkey to thaw.
While you're waiting to see the list of relatives that you have to tolerate.
Y'all, these are so sugary. And there's so much booze. Can you imagine the hangover that you're going to get after? Yeah, the natural hangover that you're going to get after this.
Oh,
I would pair this with L-tryptan for the invariable migraine that you're going to get post-hangover.
Especially if you're doing this while you're out on the creek tubing or whatever it is they're talking about, like out in the sun all day.
Can you have an accident in a tube? Is there like a TUI that you can...
But honestly, what guy is going to drink something this sweet? Like, isn't this more of a girl's drink? I'm so confused.
I think it's somebody that's
no, lost like, do you know
identity.
What I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
What's happened with Nancy or Jimmy? You know, he's just.
Lost. Yeah, I feel like the world of canned cocktails like all over the place. Yeah. When I was up in Michigan this last week, they had four shopping carts full of clearance canned beverages that they're just getting rid of. A buck a can. I figured I could just take them back to Nashville and become an entrepreneur on Broadway.
Yeah,
but like I feel like there's just. Like it started out, like the canned cocktail scene started out somewhat sedate. I think we are now officially off the reservation. I feel like we've gone full wild card on this.
Yeah, maybe.
I think they've just.
I will say that they did nail at least the profile of saying cranberry citrus. So, yes, I can buy there's cranberry juice flavoring in there and maybe some sweet orange like Valencia.
Okay.
So, I think they at least matched the name of the flavor.
I think there was more orange in this than there was in the orange fizzy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. The orange fizzy tasted more like lemonade to me. But really low carbonation. That was one thing that you know kind of caught me here. But
yeah,
I'm gonna say this would be really great if you poured this into an entire bottle of vodka.
Well, it's interesting because on the can it says best poured over ice, which I don't think I've ever done with a canned cocktail before.
Negative.
So I don't think that would help. Though.
No,
I don't.
Like what's the point of a canned cocktail if you have to pour it on ice?
Like, that's
to make it look like a even more bougier cocktail. I don't know.
I swear it's a rum runner. You must believe me.
Sounded good in the marketing meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to rate the cranberry citrus fizzy a 2. And to get us started, then we're going to move to Nancy, the party mom. She is pineapple orange flavored party mom, and she is chatty, ambitious, and sincere.
I love your hat so much.
Yeah. Nancy's your girl. We'll be back in a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a summer questionable decisions, and we are putting the Jimmy juice against the mom water.
I don't know who bought this stuff, but they should be shot.
Okay. Right before the break, we started talking about Nancy, the party mom. This is a pineapple orange flavored mom water.
No.
So it tastes like Crystal Light, but you didn't put enough Crystal Light in the beverage.
You need some crystal meth for this, maybe.
Yeah. Like
the first thing this reminded me of was cucumber water.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that you would typically see, you know, at a hotel reception area. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Or maybe at a health spa or something like that. It's definitely very forward, you know, with cucumber more so than any other fruit.
Which flavor is this one again?
Well, this is supposed to be Nancy, the party mom, which
pineapple orange.
And
so where's
this is cucumber all day long with maybe a hint of orange.
But Dave, you just, or, Mike, you just nailed it because it's 100%. That is like what I was grasping with all these mom waters. It is the hotel mystery hit of fruit or at the spa.
Oh, this will make your skin glow.
Right, right. Like that, just, but somebody dropped a fifth of vodka in it at the same. Maybe it already has not, that.
More like a pint.
A pint. Yeah, okay. All right.
So got is it. This for moms who like want to... Like, oh, I'm just drinking canned water and stuff. And then, oh, it's got.
Shh, that's my secret.
It has some mommy's juice in it.
But there's not even enough vodka to, like, kind of make the flavor worth it.
Well, I definitely know that there were a lot of young moms that I would see that they would be using their Stanley cups. And it would be half filled with vodka and half filled with some zero beverage, you know, zero calorie flavoring of some kind.
This is the premix.
Actually, I know somebody that uses the, I want to say the Mimo packs that you actually squirt the flavor in the vodka. Okay. You know, this kind of reminds me of, you know, something down that process. A lot of water.
Okay. I'm not that girl.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that girl.
I'm no.
Don't feel any pressure.
But hey, you'd be welcome at the party, girl.
Mike, what kind of party?
Pair with this?
What kind of party would you take this Nancy to?
I would take it to the liquor store and buy a bottle of vodka and pour it in there.
You know? Actually, I would pour this out and then pour the vodka into the
cup. Yeah, and I would tell everybody that I'm having a mom water, but I'm really just drinking straight.
Maybe have some stepmom water. Yeah,
okay. No offense to Nancy, but we're rating her a one. And I think if we could go lower.
Oh, I say all offense to Nancy.
Okay, fine.
Oh, my God.
Back to the Jimmy. the next Jimmy up for biz is going to be the Juicy Pineapple Fizzy.
This reminds me of those, is it Jarritos or whatever you pronounce that, those... those bottled sodas that you see at
that have Jarritos. Like the real cane sugar.
Yeah, that is this, and I assume there's alcohol in it once you get past the sugar.
This is like Jarritos with a little bit of
super fizzy.
It definitely goes down the pipe of a pre-mixed margarita of this, just heavily watered now. That's how I would describe this.
You know what, though?
In dire need of a lime.
It's very interesting that we are, like, when you go from Jimmy Juice to Mom Water, like, the...
Oh, it's flavor and no flavor.
Yeah. The extreme ends of the...
Yeah, tons of fizziness and flavor and sugar to... We put a lime... And we waved it in front of this thing of vodka water that was sitting out all overnight, and that's it.
I once got tortured with a pre-mixed margarita that came out of a box that was sold at a big box retailer. Yeah. And I was stuck in a coastal area where, I mean, it was like, okay, your choices are this or nothing. And we ended up buying two of those boxes, and it tasted just like this, you know. It tasted like something that had been made in Iowa and shipped down to torture other people.
Did it have booze in it, or was it a premix?
It was a premix with vodka in it, and it probably had like less than a half a pint of, you know, vodka in it itself. And
was it like Hangover City?
No, it was more like, who decided to buy this? I was think that was what, you know, tended to rule a lot more of the conversation more than anything else. Yeah, so... I definitely in the lineup of this is, I would say, please don't torture yourself with this.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. This is okay.
Definitely not good.
Okay. So the Jimmy Pineapple, we are rating a one.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that he's the worst of the bunch so far.
Buy the Cuervo pre-made and call it a day.
Wasn't that a Steely Dan song?
Yes. Okay, let's move on to Kathy, who is the mom of all trades. Kathy is blackberry lime flavored mom water. She is named after one of the mom's water founders, mom.
Okay, I don't want to disclose too much about myself, but this tastes like Play-Doh. I don't know if you've ever eaten Play-Doh. That probably says a lot about me.
Which color?
That's a good question because there
did,
aren't.
Did different. You go for the green or the red?
I feel like it was. I think
or
it was green.
Did you smash them together or create like a sandwich?
A little melange.
Like a Play-Doh sandwich.
Yeah.